April 29th, Vasily Dmitrievich Jovmaruk.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Vasily was one of the richest men this earth has ever known. You haven't heard of him? By the end of today's story, you might forget his name. And that's the way he would want it. Vasily never asked to have his story told. "I don't want to take any glory from Christ," he would say. His mission was to point people, not to himself, but to God. Here is his story. When you spend your life sharing Jesus, your life will keep on sharing him when you're gone. The thermometer read 40 degrees, but the Colorado sunshine poured into a large kitchen and made it feel 20 degrees warmer. Crowded with aunts and uncles and cousins, not a corner in the whole house lacked family members, some chattering away in English, older ones mostly in Russian. Vasily sat at the large table, spread with an assortment of Russian foods, salads, grapes, baked fish, and homemade pelmeni, Russian dumplings. When his daughter-in-law walked into the room, she called, "Come, kids, it's time for blinchiki." From all over the house, family members rushed in and clamored for the sweet dessert. Vasily closed his eyes as memories of another time and place swept over him. It was in Siberia in 1937. 30 prisoners were stuffed into a small room with concrete walls and thin mattresses. Straw covered the floor. 36-year-old Vasily was grateful to have so many bodies in the room. It kept the temperature a little warmer than the 12 degrees outside. Siberia's reputation for brutal cold did not disappoint. The closer it got to mealtime at the prison, the quieter it became, as each man's hunger overtook his attention. Then the meal arrived, bones and water, and the desperate, sometimes violent scramble for sustenance ensued. Vasily was as hungry as anyone else. So hungry, the bones looked like a feast. But he didn't join the mob. He had something these men didn't. He had access to the richest blessing a person could have. He had a relationship with Jehovah Jireh, God the provider. Thinking about the filthy stable where the King of Kings was born, Vasily sat in the straw and watched the men unknowingly devour his share of the meal. "Fill up my belly, Lord," he prayed. "Fill these men's bodies with enough to satisfy them, and fill their souls with you. Give me strength, Lord." Vasily spent 14 years in a Siberian labor camp in communist Russia for the crime of preaching the good news of the gospel. That was the first time. After his release, he joined his wife and children in an underground church. Not long after, he was arrested a second time for sharing the gospel and sent back to Siberia for several more years. Once freed and back in his home city, his little church begged him to be their pastor. He had learned to trust God so well. His faith had grown so strong. They had hoped to learn from him. He agreed to take on the risk. Sure enough, he was arrested again, and he served time, only to have it all happen a fourth time. In all, he spent 25 years of his life in Siberian prison camps. Through a U.S. church sponsorship program, Vasily and his family immigrated to the U.S. in 1993. They settled in a Colorado city and joined a church. Vasily watched his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren grow as believers, secure and thriving in a land of freedom without threat of persecution. Now, still at the table with his family, Vasily opened his eyes, but he would never forget those hungry men in Russia. He looked around at the table filled with the food and his loving family. It was too beautiful, too abundant to keep for himself. God had not brought him here to live a good, safe life, to die clutching those blessings to himself. He had been given too much not to share it with those in need. "Peter," Vasily called his son over, "help me stand and gather everyone," I want to say something. Then let me lie down. Peter supported his thin frame. The family quieted and stood to listen. Buy me a ticket to Russia, Vasily said. I'm going back. His shocked family protested. He was 95 years old. But Vasily insisted. In May of 1997, he returned to Russia and preached at his little church, which had grown larger. Then he went to share Jesus with his daughter, who had remained all along in Russia. He had to tell her the truth about Jesus. Vasily finally felt satisfied. In his son's small Russian house, Vasily lay down on the couch. Okay, Lord, I'm ready to meet you, he said aloud. I'm done. And with that, he passed into his heavenly home. When Vasily's family remembers his legacy, they recall the word of God in Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21, which says, Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Vasily imitated the example of Jesus Christ, who said in John chapter 4, verse 34, My nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me, and from finishing his work. What is the story of your life telling others? When you spend your life sharing Jesus, your life will keep on sharing him when you're gone.
Of this list of names, tell me which one probably doesn't fit. Tiger Woods, Kobe Bryant, the great Pele, Vasily Zamurik, Ronaldo, Nadal, Usain Bolt, Messi. Any of these names just kind of step out and go, yeah, that doesn't quite fit. My name is Russell Jensen, and I'm guessing you may be thinking the same thing I am. And it's Vasily Zamurik. Might be a name that is not common in your household because he decided to do things a little bit differently. It wasn't going to be an athlete. It was going to be a craft that he committed himself to for his entire life, just like these other athletes did. My name is Russell. It's April 29th. I come to you from Colorado, which is part of the base of this story, Vasily. And man, there's a lot to unpack here. But one of the things that really stood out to me was, I remember I took this friend of mine to detox because he had such a nasty drinking problem. And I took him, he spent some time there, came back, and he called me and said, months later, said, I got to go again. Will you take me? And I said, absolutely. And I remember I asked him, I said, why do you do this over and over and over? And he said, I can't help it. And I really felt sorry for him. And, he's better today than he's ever been. But I'm wondering this. Is it possible to be addicted to God? And I get the feeling that's what Vasily did, because he continued to go back over and over and over. He spent 25 years of his life in encampments because of his commitment to his craft. And his craft was getting the word of God to as many people as he could. You know what? My hat's off to him. What an amazing story. I think I could sum it up, at least for me. And I wrote this down. It says, take stock in what we have in God and be fed through him. And I think the challenge today is just consider, what are we committing ourselves to? What is our craft? And my prayer for everybody hearing this today will be take that craft, commit ourselves to God, and continue to move forward. Have a great day, man.